AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. An arrest has been made in Altoona, Pennsylvania, in the shooting death last week in New York City of United Healthcare CEO.
We believe we have a strong person of interest.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams at a news conference. Officials say police have arrested a 26-year-old man with a weapon consistent with the gun used in the killing of the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson. Thompson died in an ambush as he walked from his hotel to the company's annual investor conference across the street. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny described the suspect.
He has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione. He's a male, 26 years old. He was born and raised in Maryland. We know he has ties to San Francisco, California.
Mangione was taken into custody after police got a tip that he had been spotted at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Marine veteran Daniel Penny was acquitted in New York City for the chokehold death on a subway train of Jordan Neely last year. A more serious manslaughter charge was dismissed earlier in deliberations. Neely was black. Penny is white. Shavonna Newsom is with Black Lives Matter of Greater New York.
It was foolish of us to think that a black man would get justice in a system designed to keep him oppressed. My heart bleeds for the Neely family.
His lawyers say Penny was protecting himself and other subway passengers from a volatile, mentally ill man. With Bashar Assad now out in Syria, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says this is a pivotal moment.
It also carries considerable risks. History shows how quickly moments of promise can descend into conflict and violence.
State workers stayed home today in Syria. Government services have come to a complete stop. Jay-Z says a rape allegation made against him is part of an extortion attempt. A lawsuit alleges Jay-Z raped a minor with Sean Diddy Combs at an award show after party about 25 years ago. This is AP News. Landslides have killed at least 10 people in Indonesia.
Torrential rains since last week have caused rivers to burst their banks, tearing through Sukabumi district of West Java province. Landslides, flash floods and strong winds have devastated over 170 villages and forced more than 3,000 people to flee to temporary government shelters. Rescuers removed the roof of a collapsed house damaged in the landslide while looking for possible victims. They've recovered at least 10 bodies that were swept away in the floods or buried under tons of mud and rocks that hit hilly villages. Villagers sit on the floor of a school building that serves as a temporary shelter for displaced people. Authorities have warned nearly 1,000 people to evacuate as more than 400 houses are threatened by the extreme weather. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.